Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ding da da ding 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 ding da da ding. It's the National Treasures Christmas episode part one today. I'm your host Will Duggan, and I'm joined by your other host Laura Legg.
Oh ho 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 hee hoo 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 ah blue blue flue colombo ah blue ningu ebe and Maggie.
And the fucking dog's here as well.
Welcome to the first part of our Christmas special episode. It's Laura and Will's Christmas party, and we brought the temp intern Maggie, and Will is furious. So we are here. We are at Brighton Christmas Market for our Christmas party. Will and I, both Brighton dwellers, as you well know if you're a regular listener to the pod. And we are going to have a little stroll around the market, and then we're going to have a bit of a booze up and maybe play some Christmas games. And Will, I've got you a Christmas present.
Laura, I haven't got one for you.
Would you like your Christmas present now, Will?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. So this might make more sense if you're a patron listener and you listen to years and years. But Will, from me to you, thank you for a wonderful year of podcasting. You're my best good buddy. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Laura. I feel bad I haven't got you anything.
It's okay. This literally cost about £1.
So, it says, wishes, Xmas, wishes, Xmas, wishes, in nice letters. You've gone for what I would call the Becca Potts way of wrapping, which is too much sellotape.
Ah, love a bit of tape. You're also trying to unwrap it with gloves on, which is making your dextrosity much harder.
Dextrosity. Dexterity? Dexterity, Maggie, or dextrosity? All right, so let's get into it. You're right, though. There's no denying it.
Gloves on. It's like a crystal maze gag.
Well, it's a glorious present. It is a whole, fresh, brand new packet of blue tack.
So the Patreon listeners and people that have listened to a little bit of our years and years will know Will gets very distracted when we're sat in our offices recording, and he loves to mould. Is it a sword it's currently in your blue tack?
No, it's currently in a blob stuck to the wall because you shouted at me. But it has been a sword, it has been a shoe, it has been a human hand.
So I thought for a new year of recording, you needed a new year of modelling tack.
Here's very interesting then for listeners. When we get into the deep dives, we're not putting blue tack as an option, but I do think by the time it comes to deep dive time,
we've done the deep dives for these.
Deep dives for January.
Oh yeah.
I am going to have made us a nice sculpture out of my fresh blue tack.
Yes, please. And can you make Mackie to make it up for about how much you hated her on the walk to wherever we went?
Fry to Dean. No. Yeah. Do you know what? I'll do a Jack Russell.
Yes. Okay, so speaking of the walk to the Forest of Dean, Will, should we do a little annual appraisal of the places we've been in series four, which only started in August, so we've only been, was it four places?
Yeah, so obviously series three ended in, when did series three end, Laura? Series three ended in April.
Yeah, we had a little break.
Had a couple of months off where we decided that the format of the podcast needed to change because you and I were becoming, between you and me, a bankrupt.
Yes.
So, we started again with a brand new, each place gets four episodes, a visit, a chat with the person, and two deep dives. We started in August when we went to the Imperial War Museum.
And I had a lovely time at the Imperial War Museum.
Duxford.
Yeah, that was a good episode. That was one that I could definitely revisit again, you know?
That's one. Do you know what my... I don't know if we even mentioned this on the actual episode. So Laura and I, we live maybe two and a half hour drive from the Imperial War Museum, Duxford. And a lot of the time in our recordings, we do the recording one day and then have a chat with the person who sent us. We were sent by lovely Ed Byrne, who lives not too far from there. So we drove to his house. So it was a big day out. We arrived early, we had to drive, you know, it was the M23, the M25, the M11 in the morning, and you hate mornings.
I hate mornings.
And we got there, and it was all lovely, and we got about maybe an hour and a half into the record, and nothing had been recorded.
Yeah. I can't remember what went wrong with the thing, but it was just going...
It was madness. Like, it was, we were really quiet, and then we had to go back and do, because obviously this is, it's not really a scripted podcast.
What? I'm sure the listener thought it was. It's so smooth.
But it's, yeah, well, it's not, listener. For you, it, the planning that goes into years and years and the deep dives is so much more than when we just turn up and go, hey, this is nice. So we did it, and then to go back to the beginning and like make the same jokes to each other.
That whole episode for me though is completely like, I can't really remember the museum, because all I really remember is I went to Ed Byrne's house.
Yeah, he went to Ed Byrne's house.
Ed Byrne's like proper fucking famous funny comedian.
No.
He's one of those people that no matter how much I work with him, and he's just a mate, sort of, like, I just am sat there thinking, but you're Ed Byrne.
Yeah. When we were in his house, my favourite bit was when he, because you and I have been in comedy for quite a while.
Too long.
We were doing all right. But Ed Byrne, oh, I mean, I have.
We could be doing better if you're listening and have the means to blast us to the stratosphere. Are you wealthy and you want to be a patron of the arts? Don't bother like donating to charities. Just adopt me and Will.
Or if you are a comedy agent, can you please ring me and explain me why you've signed and but not me?
Did I tell you Mackie got signed to a comedy agency?
It doesn't fucking surprise me. Mackie's doing QI next week.
No, she's on.
Yeah, but she's not. Oh, she's female though, not stand up, so it's fine. So.
Do you want me to edit that out?
Probably. Maybe just beat the names I said and beat the name of the programme so people can make their own guesses. We went to Cheddar Gorge.
Yes, we did. Oh, I loved Cheddar Gorge.
Lovely Richard Herring sent us there. Now, I did love Cheddar Gorge. I will say, it was very much a tale of two caves.
But as I said in the episode, and I'll say it again, I loved that. I think I'd have been bored if the second cave had been all classy and fancy and more donkey stories. I liked the little wolf. Like, what bit do I remember most of? The wolves and the spirits chasing me around a cave or some stalactites?
Yeah, fair
enough.
If I'm
honest, Will, I remember the second cave. They've done a banging job.
Agree to disagree. But it was great. I mean, a lovely chat with Ed.
Richard.
We did have a lovely chat with Ed, to be fair. But also, that was a previous episode. In this one, we had a lovely chat with Richard.
Yeah. And I like, again, I imagine most comedy producers are subscribed to this podcast and listening. Make Richard's bloody sitcom about Cheddar Gorge, please, and give us parts in it. For
that's
heaven's
what,
sake.
That's what Richard Herring's career needs.
There is a child behind us, absolutely going to town on a hot dog, like eating it sideways on.
Good lad.
It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. Why wouldn't you start with the end and eat down? He's just gone straight into the middle of it.
The kid's a renegade, let him be.
Ah, I love it. I hope they do vegan hot dogs. I'm going to get one.
So, very soon after Cheddar Gorge was another beautiful place, actually. Do you remember what was next?
No.
This was October. We went to Wollaston Hall.
Oh, of course we did.
That was really good because it's the house that's Wayne Manor in the Christopher
yes.
Nolan Batman films.
Man, the outs. I almost think that the best bit of that, and this isn't like I'm not slagging off the rest of the day, my favourite bit of that was pulling up and seeing it up the hill. You know, with all the deer like lying around in the field and then just this boof, manor on top of the hill.
It's a boof.
That was cool.
I've been rained on.
It's not raining though, so you've been wetted on, but I don't know what it was.
Oh god, I must have shit on me. Anyway, we went there.
I love this coat because
Colin
this
Hall.
Coat, you had just bought it when we started this podcast. You just bought it when we went down Devil's Dyke and then you fell over and skidded down that hill.
I'm in the market for a new coat, but I can't keep talking. Actually, as I may have mentioned, again, sorry to for non-patrons, I mentioned on one of the Patreon episodes, I'm in the market for a new coat, and I believe that Becca has got me a coat for Christmas.
Bum, bum, bum.
So by the time this goes out, I may well be cutting it around East Sussex in a new coat.
Well, only if she gives you your present a few days early, William.
Oh yeah, this is Christmas, isn't it?
You're so confused today about the timing, aren't you?
Problem is, guys, we recorded January's episode today. So now, we've normally, also...
And, in full disclosure, I did a banging Christmas intro to that episode.
It was
and then
so
remembered
good.
It'd be New Year. Then I started shouting Happy New Year, walking down the street in Lewis.
People weren't happy. You'll hear that in a few weeks. But also, we do like to record things in order. And I found that Laura and I... So here's a little secret. The plan for today was for Laura and I to go to Lewis and go around the castle for the January episode. Then, go to Laura's house and record a couple of years and years so we're ahead over the Christmas period and then come to the Christmas market. Well, we sat down and said, let's play Overcooked for an hour.
Who said let's play Overcooked?
Me. I said let's play Overcooked for an hour.
And we said let's play it for an hour and then do a record, and then we rang my sister and her and producer nephew joined in and we played it for 3 hours.
Yeah, and so did no extra records. But Laura, have you ever played Overcooked? It's a game where you're a chef and you've got to do, you know, very similar games, prep the ingredients, send it out, etc., etc., etc. But Laura, if like there's a simple one, three ahead, you can't do it.
I've never seen anyone grip a hot dog harder. Like, the bun has gone back to being dough.
It has to go out in order. And I'm like that with the records. So yeah, if I do keep claiming that it's January...
No, they have to go out in order because you get more money that way.
Laura's a capitalist, guys. Anyway... We then went on.
Lovely Colin Hall, lovely Wollaston Manor.
Then in November, we went to
the Forest of Dean.
Beautiful day.
I loved the Forest of Dean one.
I hated the fact that your terrier dog despised both being in a car and going for a walk.
Yeah.
For the listener now, Laura's just got a health. She don't get house dogs like house cats. She's a fucking wolf, man.
She's not a wolf. Look at her. She's in her rainbow pajamas to keep warm.
She's the shittest wolf you ever did see.
Aw, Will, she loves you. I love the Forest of Dean. It's up there with my favourite days because Nick is one of my best friends. I love Nick with every fibre of my being. So I like this podcast for like maybe bringing... Like, yeah, we get some cool names to be on it, which is helpful for us. But we also maybe show you some comics you might not have heard of. And his house is wonderful, and I liked visiting there. But also that walk was just exactly what I needed at that moment. You know?
Really enjoyed the sculpture trail. And then, of course, December, we're here now. So it's been a good start to Series 4.
Yeah, and we're just... So what we're doing, we're right under the big wheel, which we're going to go on. But we're having a little mull, just a little mulled wine and cider to get us in the mood. And then do you want to do the market first or the wheel first, Will?
The market first.
He wants to do the market. And we have decided to try and find each other a little Christmas present each while we're here.
We have. Not as good as Blue Tap, but then what...
Are you happy with your Blue Tap?
I bloody love the Blue Tap, mate. I bloody love it.
So we're going to head around the market now. Will's instinctively gone the opposite way around to the way I'd have gone, and that tells you a lot about the way we approach an issue. Oh, it looks a bit like Tat so far. Oh, but the dog's... What's she doing? She's found a bin to sniff.
Great, well done, Maggie.
Now, there is a Bratwurst station here. They do not appear to have a vegetarian option, which is a shame because I love a hot dog. Right, what have we got here, Will? We've got some thermals. Do you need some thermal socks for anyone?
Yeah, me. Thermals for me.
Have you got any Christmas presents still to buy this year?
I've got to buy my mother's and my brother-in-law's, but I know what they're both getting.
What about this green furry gilet?
They're not getting that green furry gilet. As lovely as it is, it's not really in keeping with either my mother or my brother-in-law.
Now, how should we do this? Should we go all the way around the outside of the horseshoe and then back round the inside of it, or keep alternating side to side?
Let's go outside, inside.
Outside, inside, okay. And then what do we got here? We've got a pottery station. Oh, I quite like some of these bowls, William.
They're lovely.
Hi. I like that one that's like a sort of lotus flower look one in the middle there. Bowls in all sorts of sizes. I tell you what bowls like this are good for is keeping like your meeples and your little bits for your board games, you know?
Yeah, your components.
Oh, sorry,
Mackie is very interested in the Macmillan lottery stall.
What's the prize?
Curing cancer, I think.
Do you know what with dogs that always gets me?
Mackie, say that whole thing again.
Do you know what gets me with dogs? They almost instinctively go the wrong way.
Yeah.
If she just walked forward, the lead in you would be symbiotic beauty. But she loves to just go around. Oh, nice Christmas decorations.
Ooh. And there's Christmas decorations with dogs. Oh, excuse me. Little hiccup. There's Christmas decorations with dogs on, Will.
Yeah, really lovely. Well, Laura, what is it? The North Pole, that's that one.
Oh. Oh, that's quite a cute idea. I've never seen that one before. There's one with, like, oh, we got engaged this year, and you have the date that you got engaged on.
My name's William.
Oh, and you got engaged this year?
I did, yeah. But not to you.
Nope.
I was talking to your husband earlier about something that I'm not going to mention because, well, it's slanderous. I'll tell you off record. And maybe in the live stream for New Year's, I might tell the patrons. You can join patreon.com/treasures. I thought he was doing improv and he was describing, in reality, a real person. And he was being so boring. I was like, why are you being so boring? It's like, that's just what the truth is. It's like, oh, I thought we were messing around.
You thought he was making up a really dull guy.
I did a gig in up here last year. There was a big tent here last year.
Oh, when the Brighton Festival's on.
Yeah, I did a gig for Steve.
Oh, hello, there's a bit more food and a drink, an après-ski lodge.
It's nice. So I don't think I'm talking out of turn here when I say there was an email went round from basically Brighton Hove Council last year because the Christmas market wasn't very good, and so they've really pulled the stops out. And it's quite a small Christmas market. Obviously, it's not very busy, but it is a Monday evening.
Yeah.
And it's still quite early December. So it's only the 12th.
I'm glad it's not very busy, though, because, like, sometimes they have those big ones, like Birmingham has a massive Christmas market in the centre of it, but it can be quite claustrophobic once it's really full of people.
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Oh, I love, like, flying hats. They've got a hot chocolate fountain there, Laura.
Oh, that looks delicious. They've got a turkey hat. Do you want a turkey hat?
I don't want a turkey hat, though I do like hats with ears.
So far, I haven't seen anything I want to get you for your Christmas present.
Oh, do you know, I've not been thinking about it.
Oh, I like that bobble hat with the Santa hats on it. That's great.
That's nice. I want one of these, like, for like 90 quid, though.
Oh, no.
What is it about baby stuff? That's always like, Dad, you're
boobs. Yeah, there's a bib there for a baby that says, I love boobs, just like my dad, and I hate it.
The thing is, I'm going to get it. As in, I understand it. I'm aware of it.
Oh, no, I'm not into it.
Also, like, there's also one that I assume is for a baby boy, and it's like a little baby girl with a bow tie. It says, ladies, I have arrived. Like, also, if I ever have a baby son, don't try and fuck it.
I promise not to. Ooh, there's some nice, like, leather-bound notebooks here.
Every year when I do a new show, I buy a book similar to this to start working in, and then just basically waste a lovely book.
Yeah, I'm really bad for that though. I get a nice notebook and then I don't quite know what to write in it. Like, I want the whole book to be about one project, you know? I don't want it to just be beating notes, and then I just end up never using it.
100%, Laura, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't hear a word of what you said, because the next stall up is a cheese stall.
Yeah, we are here at the cheese stall now. So, ooh, what we got here? Great British Cheese Company. And, yeah, there are some cool flavours of cheese here.
I got one for my birthday. I think it's like a peppery one.
So, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of choices. There's one with charcoal in it that's pure black.
You love cheese.
I do love cheese.
I might get you a cheese for your Christmas present.
Oh, hello. We might have had a decider. What are you looking at?
Try the taste of
one? Yeah, I'd love to try one.
Can I try some of this toffee cheese?
Will's gone adventurous. Well, this is my problem. I'm not very adventurous.
I know what cheese tastes like.
I can't believe you just picked up cheese with gloves on.
My glove.
What shall I try?
Oh my god. That's lovely. No offence. A lot nicer than I thought it was going to be. Laura, that's insane.
I might try this cheddar and lime one. Oh, cheddar with chilli cheddar? And lime.
Chilli and lime.
That sounds
Do
lovely.
Do you make the cheese?
On our dairy, yeah.
In your dairy, yeah. I think I got one for my birthday.
Oh, that is limey.
It must be the pepper and garlic. And I bought it and I said, I'm going to keep that for Christmas. And then my whole bloody family just smash it away from under my nose. But you got a sniff of it.
Oh, that chili and lime is good.
Laura, would you like some chili and lime cheese for your Christmas present?
I want you to put it on the list.
Alright, fine.
We're coming back round.
Cheers, mate.
Thank
Cheers
you. Now. Well, that is a strong flavour. I like that. Now, Will, if you had to pick one cheese ever, what are you getting?
The cheese string.
I love a cheese string. Cheese strings are one of the things I always have in the house because they are such a good snack when I'm hungry. Oh, we're at the Brighton Chocolate Company now.
A Colombian guy, he said that in Colombia, a Christmas drink is hot chocolate with cheese in it.
With cheese?
Yeah, but like a soft cheese, like a mozzarella-y.
I've never heard of that.
No, see, I was really hoping, I thought...
You've been had.
Given the juxtaposition, he's Colombian, you already lie. Cooked off his head. Just for the record, he's not. He's a nice boy. He's an engineer. He's not.
Do you know
not.
What? I've got a feeling that I had some of these chocolates as a thank you for doing. I did a charity gig thing, and I think I got some of these because I remember thinking they are the most beautiful chocolates.
Oh, is this they?
So these are our truffles, the inbox, and then we also have the bars down there.
And they almost look like they're like a galaxy or something in a chocolate. Not like galaxy chocolate, but.
Too pretty to eat.
Yeah, well, I never feel like that about chocolate. Like, I'll eat it, but it's incredible.
We'd love to.
We'd love to, yes, please.
Do you prefer, like, dark milk?
Milk for me.
Milk for you, dark.
That's all right. So just very quickly, this is the Brighton Cacao?
Cacao Company.
Cacao!
Yeah.
Don't be a dickhead. It's the Brighton Cacao Company.
Brighton Cacao
And I guess, if it tastes half as good as it looks, just buy shares in it now.
Yeah.
So this is a milk caramel truffle.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh my god, I'm getting a whole one, like a limp ball sized chocolate here. This is not stingy portions.
Would you like to try it? This is quite interesting, dark. It's pink peppercorn and Himalayan salt.
You've sold it.
I'll give it a go. It's not as sweet, it's a bit more bitter.
But I like a bitter chocolate.
Yeah. It's so delicious.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Do you want that more than you want the cheese?
I want them both, back to back. I want to alternate mouthfuls of this and the cheese.
Disgusting.
That's
like, oh wait, hot chocolate and cheese.
Have you been to the cheese shop next
door? Yeah. Have you tried theirs?
I haven't yet, actually.
They've got a sticky toffee cheese.
Sticky toffee
Which I thought, well, I've got to try that, because there's no way that I'd buy it off the bat. But it was insane.
What was that that I just tried?
That was a caramel truffle.
Oh my god, that was
good. So we sell those in these packets here.
So I've got dark chocolate, pink peppercorn, and Himalayan salt.
You taste the pepper, like, straight away.
Bang.
And the salt comes in. Yeah.
Hang on, I've lost the dog. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Delicious. Right, we've got, what's this now? Ooh, some artwork.
It's like nice, cool art pictures with Scrabble tiles sort of describing them. So, for example, there's one of Jeff Bridges in The Big Lebowski. And it says, dude, it's cool. Really nice.
I like the little French bulldog with the dog father. I like that one down there that's a peeled banana, and then it's peeled to reveal a cactus, and it just says prick in Scrabble letters. I might get you that.
I'm not a prick.
Yeah.
I like that one, Kiss Space Love.
Yeah, that's fun.
Really lovely. Thanks, mate.
Ooh, jewellery up next, William. Oh, this is some sparkly stuff. I like this.
These, so, listen, we've got a time problem again. You're going to learn in the January episodes about the Sussex spiral thing.
Yeah.
The metalwork on that looks like them. So I look forward to that in January. Do you reckon, Mac?
I like that there's just, like, pine trees all around the place. Oh, Mackie's seen a cuddly dog she wants to go and say hi.
It's not real, Mackie, it's a toy. And then...
Oh, this is like those, like, metal plates, you know, like Guinness.
It's called, I believe, Petroliana.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like when it's sort of like often car stuff, like that Lucky's Body Shop and Land Rover Parking Only. But then it's sort of moved into, there's like a Superman one and a Popeye one. But yeah, a man's castle, home is his castle, but his garage is his sanctuary. It's called Petroliana. I went to a really nice pub in Cumbria a few weeks ago when I was away for my birthday, and it was really weird. The pub from the outside looked like classic village, you know, pub, and you go in and the whole thing was decked in Petroliana and toy cars and Hornby stuff, all that kind of thing. And then the menus looked really bad and the food was I had the best pie I've ever eaten in my life. So, if I remember what it was called, I'd recommend it. But I can't. But it's certainly in Cumbria. So, find a pub in Cumbria.
Right. Oh, we got some wooden carving stuff over here, William.
This is the kind of thing that if I hadn't already got my father's Christmas present, it's so far up his alley as to be called John Alley.
Oh, he's got a lovely coat.
Are you getting fussed, Mac? This is the kind of decoration I really enjoy. Oh, look at these moose. Oh, I like these.
Yeah, so the outside is sort of like untreated tree bark, and then the inside was the interior of the wood. But they're really nice.
Yeah.
I like this, Pauline the Owl.
Yeah, Pauline the Owl's quite cute. Oh, I like the moose. I might get a big moose.
If my niece were a little bit older, I would buy her a Pauline the Owl. But the age she's now, it's going straight in her mouth and be ruined.
She's 24.
She's 24.
Oh, it's cute, William.
Get a moose.
I think I might, you know. Shall I get a moose? Yeah, I think I might get a moose and a little tree. A little moose stood by a tree. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To add little Christmas decorations to my life through the years. That one's got quite a good face, I think.
Yeah, schnoz on it.
Yeah, he has. And then, should we get a little tree to go with it? How about a little tree?
Yeah, that's great. That looked really nice in your house.
But do you think that moose looks too big with that tree?
No, because moose are fucking massive.
Yeah, but they're not bigger than a fir tree, are they?
I don't know. I've never seen a moose in real life.
I know in Canada they...
I think the fact that he is bigger than the tree looks
nicer. It's quite fun.
Yeah,
All right, I'm going to take these two. Hi! Yes, please. They can just go in this bag, though.
Yeah.
Right, so that is... pretty much one route round. So now we're gonna go
get the spin art.
Oh do you know what, when I was a teenager I'd have loved this sort of thing. So we're stood looking at a stand of like things that spin and reflect the light and twinkle. My bedroom ceiling was covered in these as a kid. I reckon that's probably why I'm short, is just my body didn't grow to avoid all the crud I had hanging off the ceiling.
They're really nice, like once every rotation they make just a really nice effect. Yeah, I really like them. I'm not sure I'd buy any, but that's a personal thing. I think if you're into that kind of thing, you couldn't do better than this example.
No, it's pretty good.
I'm just not into this thing. I also got really confused then. So there is a shop across the way that is a barber shop, and it's called Barber King, and the sort of livery is a bit like Burger King. But when I see it, I'm like just a couple of minutes from home, and in sort of the excitement, I'd forgotten we were in Brighton. I was like, oh my god, they've got it! Oh no, I'm a 5 minute walk from my house. Of course, that's why it's here. So let's now go back up the inside of the market stalls.
So first stall is basically the same painted plates as we saw on the other side, really. Bad communication there. Two stalls doing the same thing. We don't
I think they
them.
Are both, though. Is it Cappadocia? The shop
in
North Lane. They were this kind of thing. I think it might be them. Then, where was Macmillan on the other side? Who's
the
Dogs Trust?
This time. So we've got a stuffed Dalmatian that Mackie is determined to look at. Now, I saw these on the way down. This next door has got these things called sun drops, which are like brass...
They look like basically brass flames.
Yeah, and you put a little light on them and then it reflects.
They look lovely.
I quite like them, Will, you know.
I like them a lot, mate. Yeah, really nice. They look like the kind of thing you start to find in like a... What is it, like the like the Lord of the Rings, where it's like, light the signs.
Yeah.
But they're lovely.
They'd be good on the set of a Punch Aladdin.
And then just really lovely candle holders.
These are cute.
And it gets, so they're like conical shaped. You put a candle inside and it lights it into the interior. Lovely. Beacon. They look like beacons, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, and then we've got some sort of real festive-y ones. Again, little tea light holders, but like dark grey ceramic and then carved white shapes into them so that when you light them, the white bit shines. I'm giving Mackie a little cuddle now because she's
very cold.
I love a market, do you?
I do, yeah.
There's did you have one in Kettering growing up?
Well, we did, but now it's sort of like a... it's now like... They spent loads of money like trying to do the town up. I did the first bit and then stopped. So just like a really nice little like amphitheatre. Ooh. Ooh. Nice socks.
Novelty socks
now. Nice socks. I love nice socks.
I don't know if we'd call those nice socks.
And then coming up now.
What have we got here?
Candles.
The Duchess of Candles. Alright, I'm in. What does that mean?
Just like antique teacups filled with wax to make candles.
Oh, that's fun. Like a little tea party. William, there's some rude ones up there with bottoms on them.
One's got a willy.
What?
So we turn back. We've reached the Après Ski Lodge on our interior.
I'm not going to lie to you, William. That slide has gone right through me and I need a wee.
Okay, well, there's toilets nearby.
Yeah.
Do you want to finish the horseshoe first?
Yeah.
Thanks. Just before we stop recording so you can go and micturate.
Is that micturate? Does that mean wee?
To wee.
Oh, a bottle holder, Will. Maybe you need that as your gift.
Oh, please. I don't want to be known as the guy who likes booze.
But you are.
Yeah, but listen. A couple of weeks ago, my father and I made a pretty big mistake drinking and we're in a lot of trouble.
What did you do?
We drank just
beyond.
I don't remember going to bed. My mum and sister had to tell me off. And in the morning, we just were like, we were in big
what
trouble.
What did you get told off for? Were
being
you
bad. I don't remember.
They've got little wooden nutcrackers, Will.
That's nice.
It's similar wood stuff to where I just bought my reindeer, but actually I can't see that reindeer again, so they're slightly
It's a similar,
color.
Well, no, there's definitely, there's the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, similar wood art, lovely as it is.
Today morning I went to the shop.
Can I get you this wooden heart with thank you
no,
carved into it?
No, thank you. Do you know, having seen two stalls with the exact same trees, I can't help but think these are a little bit more mass-produced than I originally thought.
Oh, I assume everything at these markets is mass-produced. Even if they've made it look a bit shonky to be cutesy and artsy, I don't believe it.
Nice jumpers over there. Sort of like alpaca wool. A Christmas jumper in style. But like, you know, they've got like camels and alpacas on. Little cardigans for babies. This is that stuff.
Ooh. Oh, what, that booze you got bought?
Yeah.
But you don't want to be known as a booze guy. What am I looking at here?
So
it's O'Donnell Moonshine.
I got a bottle of the apple one for my birthday. And then me and Maisie Adams' partner just smashed down the whole bottle. And I don't regret it for a second.
Maisie Adams, she'll be coming up as a guest next year.
I've asked all of my brothers-in-law to get me a bottle of this for Christmas. I know what I like.
That store was marked down, in my opinion, though, for not offering us a taster. What the bloody hell? They clearly had taster cups out. Everybody else has offered us a taster. What the hell?
Laura's had a glass of cider.
She's going to have a fight.
Also, ooh. I will say, I really liked the place where we got the mulled wine from, but it was quite weak.
It was bad mulled wine. Yeah, I had a mulled cider. Twant good. But it's remarkably quickly turned to urine. In fact, I think we're stood by the toilets right now. I'm going to go.
I'll take the dog.
Wonderful.
There'll probably be a pause, a little sting of music now while Laura goes for a piss. She's back. She's back from the toilet, everyone.
Well, do you ever like use a public toilet and you walk in and you think to yourself, I really hope that either this is the most violent flush a toilet's ever had, or that the sink sprays water everywhere, because if it's none of those things, someone has had an absolute nightmare getting their wang forward in that bowl.
Yes.
And it was neither of the problems I hoped it would be.
Well, there we go. Laura just sat in some piss.
No, I wiped it all up first, but you know, you're thinking, how's this got this wet?
How is this? It has been raining and snowing. There can't be the most, like...
But not in a toilet cubicle. What old maps are
I There's a big one of a map, which is basically a very nice version of a very shit version of one I have on my wall. Yours is nicer.
That's a world map.
So they've got like Bristol, Cornwall, yeah. London, Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one, which is New Holland.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, Australia nowadays.
Well, that's cute. So when you open up, it's a street map of Liverpool, but then there's also like a pencil drawing of the
of the docks.
Yeah, the top.
So you can find yourself in the... Yeah. I do some more, which is here. You can check your city. And I can provide you from the line.
Shall we see, Laura, if they've got yours?
Have they got Somerset? Yeah, 1749.
And have they got Northamptonshire? Yes, 1760. So, yeah, lovely, really nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mackie being like more than either of us. Mackie, for the listener, not walking, being carried.
She's cold.
She's a dog.
She's cold.
And then they've got chocolate kisses.
Ooh, oh, those do look good, actually. They look like elongated Tunnock's tea cakes.
Yeah, like a mix between a Tunnock's tea cake and a walnut whip.
Yes, good.
And so they've got milk, chocolate, white chocolate.
What are you going for? Shall I buy you a kiss?
No.
Shall I give you a kiss for Christmas?
No, Laura. Don't promise what you won't deliver on.
I'll get you one of them, mate.
I don't want one.
And then we've got jewellery here. Oh, pretty. I like this jewellery better, actually. It's more like stones and stuff, like quartz and things.
A cool, like, rings with eyes in. I like those rings with the eyes in. I can't really wear rings. I look like a...
The evil eye, is that the warding off the evil eye thing?
And then more candles similar to the ones you saw the other side.
Oh, they've got those little Christmas spinny things. I love those.
So what Laura means by those little Christmas spinny things is it's a metallic fan with some dangling, some got angels, some got a frog in a crown, but they are placed above something with in a candle, so they spin because of the heat rising.
Yeah, I like these little Christmas village ones. And then there's like Bethlehem spinning round inside a little Star of David.
Yeah, really lovely. And that brings us, Laura, back to the beginning.
Yeah. Will, of all the things we saw, what would you like for your Christmas present?
I think I'd like some of that Himalayan sea salt and pink peppercorn chocolate.
All right, let's go.
What would you like?
I think I would like some more wine. Cheese! And then we're going to go on the wheel before we say goodbye to you for this week and disappear off into our Christmas party for next week.
All right, bye everyone. For a second. You hear the whir in the distance.
Yes.
for we are on the wheel.
Up over Brighton we go. Have you ever done the I-360?
Never done the I-360.
The problem with this where this wheel is that we're right in the middle of a valley of Brighton.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to see any more than you can see from my house.
Also, it's very dark.
It is very dark, but lights twinkling's always fun.
Yep.
I was worried as we approached the wheel that we would be the only people on the wheel, but someone else has got on.
Also, we've been on it for about 10 seconds, and we are already a quarter of the way round. We zoomed round. So, Laura.
This is Mackie's first Ferris wheel.
Let's exchange Christmas gifts.
Okay.
Because we walked round and then we went off for 5 minutes and bought each other something that we think we would love.
Yes.
So you bought me, from the most beautiful woman in the world, the dark chocolate Brighton Cacao Company with pink peppercorn and Himalayan salt.
Oh, actually, the beautiful coffee is quite good.
And I bought you the chili cheese lime cheddar.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Will.
Christmas to all, and to all a good treasures pod. Adieu, the view's lovely.
Yeah, this is way better than I would have anticipated it being.
So if you look behind you, Laura.
Do you think you get to go around a couple of times?
I don't think so.
Do you think it's just once round? It was £9.
Yep.
Oh, look, I love that. Look at that. So the houses all along the level opposite St. Peter's Church have like these curvy outs, like fronts on them, and you can see it all from above. It looks amazing.
Also, one of my favourite things about living in Brighton when you're high up is when you look out at the sea, it's just darkness.
Yeah, I wasn't looking that way. I was facing the other way. But if they do let us go around again, I'm going to look that way this time.
I think if we go around twice, it's worth £9. If we don't, it's not.
If we don't, what else are they doing with their time?
We've reached the entrance point and we are going around again!
Yeah! Value for money! Everybody loves a Ferris wheel! Woo!
So we're going to leave you very shortly, friends, and we're going to regroup with a couple of our friends and just have a nice time for part two. Laura, anything to add?
Merry Christmas, everyone! And thank you for spending a year with us, visiting places and hanging out. We're very grateful if you listen. Leave us a review as a little Christmas present. That would be super nice. And take care of yourselves. Keep yourself safe. We love you. See you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.